talking with the experts.
Explore the power of a strong business mindset with Anna Hastie in episode 550. Dive into the subconscious influences and strategies for lasting success.
I have a successful, thriving business, consistent, deliberate practice. And if so-and-so can do it, insert name, who's already successful doing what I want to do, I can do it too. And I constantly repeated those things over and over and over and over because they helped me drown out the negativity, which comes from, so the negative mindset that we sometimes adopt or have running through our mind, let's say, is based on feelings and emotions that create a thought. And then those repetitive thoughts that we have create our belief system. And our belief system, which communicates with our subconscious mind, creates our reality. So I believe affirmations can be really powerful because when we say them repetitively enough, the subconscious mind, which is houses our memories, our emotions, our thoughts, and our feelings, and is the part of us that it works 24/7 in the background, creates the new neural pathways, loves a shortcut, loves a habit.
Talking with the experts.
Are you looking to elevate your brand? Advertise with Talking with the Experts and reach a global audience. With over 36,000 monthly listeners, your message will resonate with a dedicated and engaged community. Hosted by Rose Davidson, our podcast is ranked in the top 100 in Australia and the top 20 in New Zealand. Boost your brand visibility, connect with potential customers, and drive conversions. Our listeners are eager for innovative solutions and expert insights. Let your brand be the one that they trust. Are you ready to grow with us? To learn more about advertising opportunities, contact us today at talkingwiththeexperts.com.
Talking with the Experts.
Welcome to Talking with the Experts. This is where we discuss great ideas to take your business to the next level. How do we know these ideas work? Well, it's because we're talking with business owners who are using these ideas. Business owners who have years of experience and expertise. All things business by business owners for business owners. And now, here is your host, Rose Davidson.
Hello, welcome to Talking with the Experts. I'm your host, Rose Davidson from rosedavidson.com. Talking with the Experts is all about business by business owners for business owners. You can find it on all podcasting streaming platforms and on YouTube. And today it's my very special privilege to introduce you to Anna Hastie. And Anna's going to be discussing with us business mindset success and how it's important to create a strong mindset to support your foundations and strategies in your business. And she'll be discussing the deeper workings of the subconscious mind and how this plays a key role in shaping your mindset. Now, Anna is a mindset coach for entrepreneurial women in business and a sound bath healer. Oh, I love sound baths. They're really wonderful. Mixing her spiritual knowledge with a business mindset, Anna coaches her clients through the pillars of mindset, energy, and embodiment so that they can become the aligned, magnetic, and confident business owners that they desire to be. She also holds deeply transformational and relaxing Reiki-infused sound baths classes in her hometown of Broome, and she does them online as well. Anna, welcome to Talking with the Experts. It's such a pleasure to meet you.
Oh, it's such a pleasure to be here, Rose. Thank you for having me.
Tell me how your journey began into, you know, in doing what you're doing now.
Yeah, so I'll keep it into as short as a nutshell as I possibly can. I basically started my first business as a remedial massage therapist and a Reiki healer and loved just the whole process of offering treatments in my way, having that flexibility of time, building a business that I got to serve and support clients with their own health and well-being journeys. And it was in that time when I first stepped out into the world of business. I'd never done any business training, never did like business studies at high school, at uni, had no idea, just knew I wanted to offer my services to the world and do things my way. And the first hurdle that I really came up against was mindset. And this was long before I even knew what mindset was, or that it was something that could be so powerful into creating a successful and thriving business. So in those early stages, I went through all the highs and lows, the highs of I got my first client, I'm a business owner, to holy moly, will anybody ever rebook? Is anybody else going to find me? Am I any good at this? And then coming up against all those myriad of other mindset challenges that people were lovingly directing at me. So I was living and work in a small town in the remote regional area of Australia called Broome. So generally, there, first of all, one of the mindset challenges I came up against was that business is dying in this town. Tourism is dying. You're not going to have enough clients because there's not enough tourists, and there's plenty of other successful massage therapists in this town. How are you going to survive as well? So I came across those kind of mindset issues, and I was like, well, that's just really supportive on for someone who's like launching themselves for the first time and is just hoping, because we do hope when we start a business that it's all going to work out, right? And I realized that in that time, it wasn't necessarily that I had to be better at, my bookkeeping or my scheduling or keeping my diary or my bookings for clients. It wasn't that I had to be better at emailing or showing up on social media in any way, shape, or form. It was literally tuning out and drowning out the noise of others so that I could be just so focused on what I was doing and keep that dream alive within me, that I would have a business of my dreams that looked like wait list of clients, repeat returning clients, and just having that, money coming in through the work that I was doing, and having that flexibility and freedom to take a day off or have holidays as long and whenever I wanted and things like that. So my first business was Creating Balance, and it was, as I said, remedial massage with energy healings. And in that time, I built my successful and thriving business. I worked on my mindset, not knowing really what mindset was, but I had affirmations and I had the belief that if somebody else could do it, I could do it too. And I just kept working on it. And lo and behold, in a very short time, it did. It flourished and it bloomed. And I was able to prove to people, well, business isn't dying because mine's doing okay. And I actually run my business so I'm aiming at the local market and not tourists. So I don't care about the tourist season because I'm working for the locals, right? That's my bread and butter all year round. And in that time, I was beginning to mix and experiment with a little bit of sound within my energy healings. And I was like, oh, this is really unusual. Like for some reason, when I want to do energy healings on someone, I want to sing, like I want to make a sound, and that feels really weird. And I think people are going to think I'm slightly nuts if I do. I don't understand what this means. And at the same time, I'd bought a little Tibetan singing bowl from a crystal shop, and I was starting to play that because I just felt drawn to it. And I thought, well, this might be nice to just add in the energy flow of a healing. And then I was trying to work out like, oh, but for this client, it sounds like this. But when I play it for this client like this, it sounds different. Why is that? So I was coming up with some like intuitive nudges and prompts and sort of, things that were starting to fall in there and questioning that and wanting answers for that, as well as like experimenting with something in a physical sense and going, well, why does that happen? So in that time, I came across my first sound bath healing mentor, Heather Jean. And I said to Heather, I don't understand what's going on. She's like, you need to come and do a sound bath healing course with me. And I'm like, okay, Heather, let's go. So I had already met Heather on previous occasions. She's an amazing sound bath healer. And she introduced me to this world of sound baths. And I understood it all. It made sense. Now, in that time, COVID then rocked up. So lo and behold, I've just developed a new skill and I'm really excited to share it with the world. And then I can't. Lockdown, right? So in that time, I navigated the online space and sound bath healings, which was a complete schmozzle meets somewhat success by the end of it. And in that time within COVID, I had the second realization that I was done with massage. I'd been doing it up until that time for 10 years, either working for someone else or now working for myself. And I just thought, you know what, I think I'm done. I feel like I'm on a runaway train. It's a very successful business, but I'm close to burning out. And I feel like there's a change coming and I don't know what it is, but I need to step off this train and let things just unfold. So in that time, I actually was listening to a podcast and was very much inspired by the episode, which was all about neuro-linguistic programming and mindset. And I thought to myself, wow, that sounds really cool. I'd love to explore more of that because I'm always frustrated with my clients when they come and see me. And the first thing, you know, they might say is like, oh, I've always had this problem, or I'm not very good at, or they'd come up with what I would feel like were excuses rather than reasons as to why they couldn't do something or that they had this belief about themselves. And I'd often sit there and I guess not really having what I felt like was the authority to say, you know what, I think you're just believing something that's not true. Like, I don't believe that for you. You could change your mind around this. I decided to explore the NLP world and mindset coaching. Loved it. It made sense for me. It just clicked. It related so much to, while it's science and like a form of psychology, it matches and it married up with my energy healing and my knowledge with that. And I was like, this is what I want to do. But I don't necessarily want to coach people in, you know, life or relationships. I want to focus and help women in business because I love business. Like, I love all the ins and outs, the challenges, the highs and lows, the ups and downs, and the learnings of business. And what I have learned about creating my first successful and thriving business was through mindset. Like I said earlier, without even knowing what mindset was. So I was like, well, if I've done it without this training, and now I've done training, so I have a further understanding of how our mind works and the subconscious mind and how this can really like be part of the foundation of creating a successful, thriving business. Why wouldn't I want to share this with other women? Like, women in business and small business are really coming into this place and time and needs that nurturing, needs that support. And I was like, right, I'm going to help. This is what I'm going to do. I'm here to help. So that's where it kind of led me. I guess it's like been over the last, I don't know, 5 years or so, or six, no, even longer really. And it's sort of come around to now that I, through the work that I do, I support people, women I should say, not only on their entrepreneurial journey, particularly if they're starting out in business or they're reviving a business that's just being put on hold for a while, or they're in the early stages of business through mindset, but also bringing in sound bath healing within that coaching, but also offering on the side sound bath trainings and healings to either groups or individuals. And that's my life. And I just love it. It never feels like work.
What a journey, Anna. And, yeah. You know, really mindset is so important, you know, in business, but, you know, not just in business, but in life. I mean, if you haven't got the right mindset, you know, you're not going to really achieve very much. And if, you know, you use those negative words to yourself, you know, you're not going to get very far. And you know, you need to inject that positivity, and having a positive mindset is really so important. It doesn't matter what you're doing. But I want to ask you about, you know, why affirmations are part of your philosophy on you know, business and mindset, and how we can, how affirmations can help us shift our mindset.
Yeah, absolutely. So some of my first affirmations that I ever had was successful, thriving business. I have a successful, thriving business, consistent, deliberate practice. And if so-and-so can do it, insert name, who's already successful doing what I want to do, I can do it too. And I constantly repeated those things over and over and over and over because they helped me drown out the negativity, which comes from, so the negative mindset that we sometimes adopt or have running through our mind, let's say, is based on feelings and emotions that create a thought. And then those repetitive thoughts that we have create our belief system. And our belief system, which communicates with our subconscious mind, creates our reality. So I believe affirmations can be really powerful because when we say them repetitively enough, the subconscious mind, which is houses our memories, our emotions, our thoughts, and our feelings, and is the part of us that it works 24/7 in the background, creates the new neural pathways, loves a shortcut, loves a habit. it goes, right, well, you're constantly saying, I have a successful, thriving business. Okay, so let's see how that is coming into your reality. Let's find other examples of a successful, thriving business. Oh, and then I would consciously see, oh, there's one over there. That's an example of what I want. Someone else is kicking goals. I can kick goals too, like them. And you're, then in that process, you're constantly creating this more positive feedback loop because every thought you have is the belief and each belief creates your reality, as I said. So if you're constantly having the thought, you have the belief is going out into the world, the universe, your reality, and your subconscious mind is scanning around looking for more evidence to support the thing that you believe and that you're thinking, it's going to constantly feed it back to you based on the programming and the stories and the patterns that you already have established within your mind. And the truth is that while sometimes people say affirmations that may feel a bit wild, for example, like, I'm a millionaire, I'm a millionaire, I'm a millionaire, right? That sounds so exciting. And I'd love to say I am a millionaire and one day I know I will be a millionaire. But if my subconscious mind has any sort of programming that sits in the background that suggests that maybe it's not possible, say, for example, you've grown up in a household where people said that rich people are greedy or, you know, money is evil, it's the root of all evil and things like that. Or, you know, millionaires are just, you know, they're terrible beings, that kind of thing. That affirmation may not stick as powerfully because you've got this underlying belief running in the background saying that if you were to become a millionaire, which would be amazing, you're going to be labeled by your friends and family as evil or greedy. So affirmations can be really powerful, but we have to get behind the ones that are going to support us and the ones that are going to support us in those incremental steps according to the goals that we're wanting to achieve and that we're working towards in our business. If we're going to leap right ahead to the fact that you want to be a millionaire and you've just opened your doors to the business, it may feel like a bit more of a stretch. But if you have like an affirmation that says, every day I see that my bank account and my business is growing exponentially, that gives you something to get behind because every day you're seeing something shift and change and grow within your business and it gets you excited. Affirmations are really powerful when we do tune the emotions and feelings in behind it as well. So if you want to say like, I'm a millionaire, but part of you is like, yeah, that'd be nice, but don't think it's possible for me. And within that creates a feeling and emotion of, that kind of energy, you're not really emphasizing the importance of that to your subconscious mind. But if you get behind the excitement and create the emotions around the affirmation, then they can really sort of cement and support you in what you're wanting to achieve. A really great thing to remember about our subconscious mind is it doesn't know what's real or imaginary, and it doesn't know what's the past or the future. It only knows the present moment. So if we think of all the things that we think on a daily basis, whether they're stories of what's true and happening in our world or something that's imaginary based on somebody else's words or comments or something that you read in the newspaper or something that you even just conjure up in your mind. Like we all have those fictitious conversations with people or, you know, and they get us all, you know, worked up and bubbled up and with emotions around it. If you're constantly in that cycle, then there's a clear example of how your subconscious mind goes, well, that must be happening because you're feeling these emotions right now. You've got these thoughts and feelings that must be real. So then it's creating more patterns and shortcuts because it's it's sort of recognizing it as it's happening now rather than you just going, well, actually that was just a fictitious like conversation I had in my head with someone that's not really real, but your subconscious mind doesn't know that. So I think affirmations at the end of the day are really powerful because they can support you, providing that you're creating ones that you know you can get behind and that can really support you in where you're at within your business right now.
Yeah, I agree about having, those phantom conversations. I quite often, if I've got something important that I need to do and I'm going to see somebody important, I'll have a conversation in my head about how that's going to play out and what the outcome will be. And then I have to really stop myself and say, well, I don't know what the conversation's going to be. I don't know what they're going to say. So there's no point making it up in my head because I could be disappointed or I could be, blindsided or I could be surprised. And so, I don't want any of those things. And so I've had to stop having those thoughts in my head about the outcome of a upcoming conversation I'm going to have with someone and just let the conversation be natural and organic because you if you think about the outcome and you'll just totally be disappointed because it's not how it played out in your head in the first place.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with everything you've just said then.
There is a way that you can start shifting your mindset without a mindset coach. How can we go about as listeners, as business owners, as women, how can we do that?
So my first tip here would be if you have a belief about your business, or say for example, you're coming up against a situation within your business. Let's say you're in a place where you're struggling to attract more clients or customers. I'd invite you to just stop and just take a moment and just observe it without any sort of attachment. Be the gentle observer and just see what your beliefs and your thoughts and your feelings are around that right now. Now, if you've got some beliefs that are coming up around the fact that attracting new customers and clients is really hard, or that there's not enough out there because there's already X amount of businesses and people like you already out there. There's some sort of like limitation or lack surrounding this kind of particular issue that's happening in your business. I want you to stop and ask yourself, well, is that belief true for me, or is it belonging to someone else? Like, is that something that I've just without much, without meaning to, have adopted somebody else's belief that, oh, there's already enough sound bath healers out in the world. Like, what have you got to offer that's going to be different? And, there might not be many people in this town that are interested in sound bath healing classes or things like that. Is that your belief or is that someone else's? And the important thing in that moment is to stop and just tune in and think also, all right, well, that belief. I don't know where this belief's come from, but somehow it's here. Does it feel good within yourself? Does it feel right? Does it feel solid within yourself? Or does it feel like it's uncomfortable, makes you feel a bit icky, or just comes up in some way physically within you that that you can recognize as being, this isn't a belief I want to adopt or have. So recognizing how a belief sits within you in the first place, I feel is like a really important process when you're coaching yourself, right? It's like, is this belief mine or is it someone else's? And how do I actually feel about this? Like, is this 100% true or is it someone or is it something that I've just adopted along the way and it's actually easy to shift? Then from there, I would be looking out into my environment to find people and examples of how you can be and have whatever it is that you're wanting to call in right now. So the point here, the thing to really be careful here is just to be mindful that you're not getting into that comparisonitis and that sort of process of, oh, but they've got more clients or customers than me. Gosh, I can't get my words out. That's not possible for me, or they're better than me. Like, let's delete that. Let's delete competition. Let's delete comparison. We're all here to support each other. They're just purely an example of, well, if they can do it, I can do it too. And holding that in, because the more times you, like I said earlier, the more times you witness within your reality, within your world, that someone else is building and attracting clients in a successful way, it is possible for you. And your subconscious mind will get on board with that. It'll be like, well, if it's possible for them, it's possible for me. Next step is then get behind the emotions and feelings you want to have around the belief. So if the belief is it's easy to attract new clients and customers into my business, I love it when I receive a new client or customer into my business. It's so much fun working with clients and customers. When you get behind those affirmations and inject the emotion into it as well, that also, as I said earlier, emphasizes the importance of that affirmation. It makes it a statement. It makes it true. And your subconscious mind again grabs onto that and goes, well, she's got emotions, she's got feelings, she's even got visions around this. Like, you know, what would it look like if a new customer or client messaged you today and said, hey, I want to work with you, or I want to buy your product. Where do I find it? Or how do I send you my money? You know, how do I get it into my hands? You know, what would that feel like? What would that look like? So if you're going to daydream, here's another side tip. If you're going to daydream, use it wisely. Don't daydream about disaster and chaos and, you know, terrible things. Daydream about the positive, amazing things that can come your way. Because as I said, subconscious mind doesn't know what's real or imaginary, but if it's constantly seeing you go through stories of how easy it is to attract clients, what it would be like to have a client message you today, it's going to think it's real. It's going to start doing more in your within your energy field to communicate to the world or your reality or the universe to bring more of what you want your way. And I honestly believe they are just simple, easy steps that you can start doing today. Because when you start having an awareness of your own patterns, habits, and behaviors, awareness is the start. When you have that awareness, you know that you can shift it. You know it's not permanent. It's not a tattoo that you can't remove. You know, it can be shifted and it can be changed. And I just feel awareness is often the first step within this process.
Yeah, absolutely. Awareness is, you're right, it is really important about, you know, your own feelings and your own the way of thinking. I mean, daydreaming to me is, you know, is a positive thing. You know, if you find yourself daydreaming, it should be positive thoughts, and you know, don't daydream about bad things, because
no, like
they will happen if you always think about the positive things that will happen. Yeah. and the positive things will be the outcome.
Oh, 100%. And you know, I feel like in some ways, like as kids, we daydreamed a lot, right? And then we were told to snap out of it, like stopping a daydreamer. But in actual fact, daydreaming is really powerful visual, like vision casting, like putting scenarios out there to bring them forward. So if you're daydreaming as to what it would be like to sit on a tropical island, or, you know, in your ski chalet, if you're more of a wintry person, sipping your mulled wine and, you know, just reclining on the most comfiest couch going, holy moly, I just made this happen through the work that I do and the people I support and the lives that I'm helping. And I get to reward myself in this way and form beyond any measure I could ever possibly imagine. Like, if you could put yourself in that place first, isn't that exciting? And the more times you put yourself in those places, like I said, the more that these things can start happening in your reality. If you're spending
Absolutely. You've got a podcast, The Alchemy Mindset, with Anna Hasty. Now tell me a little bit about that and where people can find it.
Yeah, absolutely. So Alchemy Mindset is a combination, and the alchemy, really, a mix of all the things I love to share within my business, from meditations, affirmations. There's sound baths in there as well. And I also share a lot about mindset and how that can support you within your business. So you can find a lot of free supportive content within that podcast. And it's available on all your favorite podcast platforms, including Spotify, YouTube, and Apple Podcasts. So just search for Alchemy Mindset with Anna Hasty, and yeah, start listening to some of the episodes.
Excellent. And you're also your website at Anna Hasty. What can people find there on your website?
Yeah, absolutely. So you'll also find there my upcoming sound bath workshops and events, as well as my two mindset coaching programs, which are either a 90-minute intensive with 5 days of voice messaging support, or a longer signature program, Alchemy Mindset. And that's all where we dive into you, your business, your mindset, your energy, who you want to be as a business owner over the next 3 months. And that is one of my favorite places to work and collaborate with my clients.
Wonderful. You can also find Anna on Instagram and on Facebook. And you've got an affirmation subliminal meditation that you're offering our listeners today. Tell our listeners what they should expect from, you know, accessing that.
Yeah, absolutely. So it is a subliminal recording, which can take people a little bit by surprise because they think, oh, I'm hearing some music, but where are the words? A subliminal is literally affirmations or words that are recorded at a level that only your subconscious mind can process and hear. So we're bypassing our conscious mind, which is what we operate in our waking state day after day after day. And the subconscious mind is always working in the background 24/7, and it takes in so much information at once that it's just bypassing the conscious mind. So we're actually able to feed the subconscious mind with these affirmations. So it's hearing them on repeat, 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 but only at a level that it can hear. So to you as a conscious listener, you'd only hear the music and nothing else. But I've actually got a special piece of software that allows me to record, in this case, 50 affirmations for business mindset success. And when you download it, you not only get the recording, but for full transparency, you get all 50 affirmations. So you know what you're listening to, because I want to make sure you don't think you're being brainwashed into something really weird.
Absolutely. Yeah. Subliminal messaging can be quite dangerous. And so I'm glad that you put that transparency clause in there, because, you know, people may be a bit hesitant to download it because it is subliminal, and you know, they want to make sure that they're getting the right messages. So thank you
absolutely
for that.
Absolutely, and I'm always here to support people in the right way. And just a little, just a reminder there is, if you are listening to any subliminal, whether it's mine or someone else's, please make sure you're doing it when you're not driving and when you're not operating heavy machinery. That's the biggest piece of advice there as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, terrific. Thank you for sharing that. And if you were to offer any message or tidbit or quote, what would that be?
I would definitely say consistent, deliberate practice. Don't give up. Just keep doing it over and over and over again. And even if you feel like you're, you know, repeating yourself monotonously, can't even say the word, but, you know, repeating yourself over and over again, even if you feel like you're doing the same thing over and over again, do it, because it creates pathways, it creates a process, and it creates strength within you as a business person, and then also to people around you as well. They begin to see you as the expert, as the authority, as the go-to person. Consistent, deliberate practice is the only way we get good at whatever we want to do in life. So consistent, deliberate practice.
Yes, consistency is key. And that is a great tip to take forward in anything that you're doing, whether it be in business or in your personal life. Anna, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for sharing with us today. And I look forward to talking to you again sometime into the future.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much, Rose, for having me.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Talking with the Experts, hosted by Rose Davidson. Make sure you have a look at our back catalogue over at talkingwiththeexperts.com, and be sure to subscribe to our podcast so you don't miss out on any episode. We look forward to your company next time.